Welcome to the Word of the Week for Monday, September 3rd. My name is Jenny Arneson, and I serve as the lead pastor at the Sun Prairie United Methodist Church. This week's Word of the Week is entitled, Gratitude for Labor. And our scripture reading is from the first letter to the Corinthians, chapter 12, verses 4 to 6, which says, Now there are varieties of gifts, but the same Spirit. And there are varieties of services, but the same Lord. And there are varieties of activities, but it is the same God who activates all of them in everyone. Today is a day called Labor Day, which brings a conclusion to a long three-day weekend. Some celebrate this time as the official end of summer, or simply a day to take a break from our work. The day has been a national holiday since 1894, and is unique in that it does not pay tribute to a person or remember an historic event, but is dedicated to honoring the contributions U.S. workers have made in our country. As people of faith, this is also a day to give thanks for our work, whether paid or volunteer, and reflect on how we as God's people live out our faith in our work. When we are able to find those openings or opportunities to blend our work and our faith together, it truly can be a labor of love. The late Irish poet and priest John Donohue wrote a blessing that is a good way to share gratitude for our work and the work of others. His blessing says in part, May you have the grace and wisdom to act kindly, learning to distinguish between what is personal and what is not. May you be hospitable to criticism. May you never put yourself at the center of things. May you act not from arrogance, but out of service. May you work on yourself, building up and refining the ways of your mind. May those who work for you know you see and respect them. May work for you be a true adventure of growth. May we take time on this Labor Day to offer gratitude for our labor and the labor of others, and give thanks to God for the variety of gifts, services, and activities that make up the living of our days. May it be so for each of us. Thanks be to God. Amen.